Do not let your heart be troubled. Jesus said those words to men who had no idea what was coming. In a few hours he would be arrested. In a few days he would be gone from them at least for a while. And yet, in that upper room, his first concern wasn't his own suffering. It was their fear. That's where John 14 begins, and it's where so many of us live too, somewhere between trusting God and needing him to say it again. Jesus doesn't just tell the disciples not to be afraid and leave it there. He gives them a reason. Believe in God, he says, believe also in me. Their peace wasn't supposed to come from understanding everything that was about to happen. It was supposed to come from trusting the one who did. Peace still works the same way today. We rarely get the full picture in advance. What we get instead is a person to hold on to. When Jesus says not to let your heart be troubled, he's not asking us to pretend nothing is wrong. He's asking us to put our weight down on him instead of on our fear. Then Jesus tells them something remarkable. His Father's house has many rooms, and he is going ahead of them to prepare a place. He's not leaving them behind. He's making room. And he doesn't stop there. He promises to come back and take them with him so that wherever he is, they will be too. Think about what that meant to men who were about to watch their world fall apart. Jesus wasn't just offering comfort for the moment. He was giving them something to hold on to for the rest of their lives, a future secured by his own hand. When Thomas admits they don't even know where he's going, Jesus doesn't correct him harshly. He simply answers the deeper question underneath it. I am the way and the truth and the life, Jesus tells them. No one comes to the Father except through me. It's one of the boldest claims in all of Scripture, and he says it gently, almost matter-of-factly, to men who are still afraid. This is the heart of why we don't have to let our heart be troubled. The path to the Father was never something we had to find on our own. Jesus became the path. Every place he was preparing through his own sacrifice, laying down his life so that the way would be open for us to walk it. He goes further still. If you really know me, you will know my Father as well, he says. Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. If you've ever wondered what God is like, look at Jesus. He came to reveal the Father to us, not to leave us guessing. From there, Jesus shifts from comfort to calling. If you love me, keep my commands, he says. It's a simple sentence, but it asks something real of us. Love for Jesus was never meant to stay as a feeling we carry privately. It's meant to show up in how we live, in the small daily choices to follow what he's taught us. That kind of love isn't about perfection. It's about direction. A heart that's ready to obey, even imperfectly, is a heart that truly loves him. Jesus also makes a promise that must have felt like an anchor in that moment. I will not leave you as orphans. He wasn't abandoning them to figure life out alone. He was sending the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, to live in them and with them. This changes everything about how we read, "Do not let your heart be troubled." We're not asked to find peace in our own strength. We have a helper who stays close, who reminds us of what's true, and who carries us through the very fear Jesus told us to release. Before this passage closes, Jesus leaves the disciples with something almost too big to take in. Whoever believes in him, he says, will do the works he has been doing and even greater things because he is going to the Father. There's power in believing. Taking that step of trust puts us in a position to carry on the very work Jesus started. He adds a promise just as weighty. Whatever we ask in his name, he will do, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Answered prayer isn't just about getting what we need. It's about God receiving glory, and about us being drawn further into walking with him. John 14 isn't a chapter to read once and move past. It's a place to return to whenever your heart starts to feel heavy. Jesus knew what was coming for him, and he still stopped to comfort the people he loved. He's still doing that now. So when your heart starts to feel troubled, remember what he said. A place is being prepared for you. A helper is already with you. And the way to the Father has already been made through him.